All right. It's 1:30 on the dot, so we can get underway. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Hello. My name is James Langer. I'm the PIO for the Department of Planning, Community, and Economic Development. It's a mouthful, but it's kind of a symbol of just how many departments had a hand in this, not even this department, but citywide. You can see by the folks behind me, all these departments, divisions had a hand in making this possible. So we'll have more on that in a minute, but first I want to kind of go through the order of events here, introduce who we have here to speak today before we do the big old ribbon tying and take some of your questions. So first we'll hear from Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway, who actually helped paint one of the stencils here on State Street the other week. So one of the many hundreds of people who showed up that day. Then we'll hear from Matt Trammell. He's the executive director of Madison's Central Business Improvement District. He'll be able to talk a little bit about some of the programming that they're planning on for this summer on State Street, because the experiment isn't just about this awesome public art and these planters and these benches that you see, but also about the events that'll help draw people down to State Street this summer. And after Matt talks about the programming and entertainment, we'll hear from Dan McAuliffe. He's from the city's planning division. He'll be able to talk about how we arrived on the hours that we chose for the pedestrian experiment, all the feedback from the businesses up and down State Street that we've taken already, and how the community can help give us feedback as we conduct this experiment, because it really is an experiment. We're going to see what works, what doesn't, and take all of that feedback at the end. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
Thank you, James. Thank you. Welcome down to State Street, everybody. I'm so excited to be here. I have a bunch of people to thank, but let me start by saying hashtag flock to state. Glad to see everybody here. I want to thank the City Council for their support of this experiment. In particular, I want to thank Alder Govindarajan, who is here with us, and Alder Revere, who is here with us. Thank you for your support of this experiment. I also want to thank the incredible number of city staff that it took to get this done. First and foremost, I want to shout out to Rebecca Kinnair for all of her creativity and help in planning this. And I'm not going to name everybody, but I want to thank all of the folks from planning, from parks, from traffic engineering, from streets, from engineering, from fire, from police, from civil rights, and many more that helped to make this vision a reality. I also really want to thank our partners at the BID and Downtown Madison, Inc. The work that we do downtown literally would not be possible without the support of the BID and DMI. They've been fantastic partners in everything we do on State Street and downtown, and I want to give them a huge shout out for their partnership. We've had a number of city committees that have been involved, the Madison Arts Commission, the Downtown Coordinating Committee, and the Disability Rights Commission, members of which are here with us. And I just really want to thank them for their work in helping to make sure that this is an experiment that works for everybody. It's important. What we're doing is we're welcoming people down to State Street, and it's important that that be a welcome to everyone. Probably the biggest thank you that I want to give today is to all of the businesses on these blocks of State Street. They have been a really important part of helping us figure out how to design this experiment, and they will be a really important part of whether or not this experiment is successful in the long run. Because of course we want it to work for our community, but we really, really want it to work for the businesses on State Street as well. So a huge shout out to all the businesses who are a part of this on these three blocks. Yes, absolutely. Give our small business community a round of applause. I also want to thank the artists for their fantastic designs. And so these artists designed the big circles that you see up and down the blocks. So Taylor, Jessica, Sharon, Rahul, Maeve, and Aaron were the artists that made this happen. And we had over 600 people come down and paint all of these bubbles on the pavement. It was so much fun. It was so cool. It was a little chaotic, but it was fabulous to just see everybody taking a paintbrush, painting circles everywhere, working with the stencils, and getting super creative to make this a beautiful and welcoming space. So if you were one of the folks that helped Flock to State in the first Flock to State event by painting, thank you so much for your contribution to State Street. I want to end by emphasizing that this is an experiment, right? This is an experiment in us figuring out how to close these blocks of State Street to vehicle traffic and open them up to people who are walking and biking and rolling outside of a motor vehicle. And we are super excited to have this opportunity. It is going to be from 3 p.m. to 4 a.m. Monday through Friday, and then all day long, weekends and holidays, all this summer. And as you've heard already, it's an experiment. So if you have feedback, if you live here, if you own a business, if you go to a business, if you walk or bike up and down State Street, if you did some of the painting, if you didn't do some of the painting, if you like the metal flamingos, if you hate the metal flamingos, we want to know about it. And the way that you can tell us is to visit flock2state.com. And there'll be surveys, there'll be information posted, and you can give us all of your feedback on how you think this experiment is going, because that's what an experiment is about. It's about us collecting data and learning and innovating and improvising and getting better. And at some point, we'll analyze all that data and we'll figure out if we want to continue the experiment or not. So I'm super excited to be here with this grand ribbon tying. We've already learned a few things. I mean, just for example, we learned that the light blue paint, not as good as the dark blue paint. So, you know, maybe next year we use more dark blue paint. We've learned about how crowded the street gets with deliveries in the morning. So that's another thing that we're going to have to work through. But I'm really excited to keep learning about this beautiful place that is State Street. And I'm really excited to have this open to our community. And I really invite everybody to come down and flock to State. Now it's my pleasure to hand the podium over to Matt from the BID. Matt?
Thank you, Mayor. I'm Matt Trammell with Madison's Central Business Improvement District. First, I'd like to also personally thank the mayor and city staff. She named them all, but especially Rebecca and Dan, who we've been working closely with on this. But thank all of them for leading the charge. So we're going to have some fun with it, and we can't wait to see the community coming together on Madison's iconic State Street. The Central Business Improvement District is really proud to be partnering on this, not only with the city, but with local business owners, community organizations, and area nonprofits, really to present the programming and events that are going to activate the 400 to 600 blocks of State Street for the pedestrian mall experiment. We have a few important goals that I just wanted to outline. First, we really want to help create a unique and engaging experience for the pedestrians on State Street. We want to encourage people who don't often come downtown to come back downtown again and again. We want to create a welcoming environment for everyone here on State Street. And perhaps most importantly, we want to showcase the incredible small business community that exists right here. And today, I just wanted to share a few of the ideas that we're in the process of finalizing. These aren't all fully baked, but you'll be hearing more about this soon. So Kids on State, that's going to be a series of family-friendly activities and events in collaboration with some of Madison's most popular and recognized arts and recreational organizations. This programming really is going to be designed to promote play, creativity, imagination, and for everybody to have some fun, obviously. Wellness Wednesdays, there's going to be wellness-centric activities and programming to support healthy minds and bodies, such as yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, meditation, and maybe even some dance lessons and competitions. And then I think, you know, for this being a big Olympics summer, I think you can probably expect to see some tie-ins there potentially even maybe some competition, some Olympic style competitions with the bid businesses here. And then lastly, Yippie Hours. So those are going to be pet-friendly themed social events in collaboration with local pet stores and pet-related nonprofits, potentially dog agility courses or even a dog show in Peace Park, some adopt-a-pet events, again, in collaboration with our local area shelters and animal rescue facilities. So we have a lot of other special experiences, including scavenger hunts and live music, that we're working on for later this summer into the fall. But in the weeks ahead, we look forward to announcing a full calendar of programming, and we can't wait to see everybody down here flocking to state. Thank you. I'll go ahead and turn it over to Dan McAuliffe.
Hello. So a couple things about the space. You know, one of the things that our goals with the Flock to State experiment is making the most out of our great public spaces, and State Street is one of those great public spaces. We have to also acknowledge one of the major draws to State Street is not the street. It's what's on the side. It's the businesses that bring people here. Those are really the lifeblood of State Street along with its residents. And understanding the patterns of those businesses was super important because the last thing we wanted to do is create a pedestrian mall that was great for pedestrians and visitors, but really didn't work for the business community. That really wasn't the goal. So we partnered with the business community. We had a lot of conversations with businesses up and down the street, either through Greater State Street Business Association, the Madison Downtown Bid, and also just going door to door and talking to those business owners and employee, those workers, to really understand how each individual businesses works, because no two businesses are alike. And sometimes when deliveries come in the morning, sometimes they come in the morning, sometimes they come in the afternoon. Sometimes a lot of these businesses are actually really e-commerce businesses and they're shipping out a lot. So we spent a lot of time to understand those patterns and how those businesses work to arrive at those closure times where we said, we need to have some level of access to State Street for, because many of these businesses, State Street is the front and only door. There isn't an alley, there isn't loading zones. So we need to have some level of vehicular access to the street. What we found is after 3 p.m. on weekdays and after 10 a.m. on weekends works for almost everybody. There will probably be some challenges over the course of summer. We've asked our business owners to hopefully work with their vendors to coordinate deliveries to avoid those times where we anticipate higher levels of pedestrian activities, where we anticipate events, and also those peak bike hours, because this is still a functioning street. As we go through this, as was mentioned before, we're learning stuff every day. We've already learned several things, as the paint is one, exactly kind of how the furniture works, where the art goes on the street. All those things are feeding into what we do. We will have some surveys going up on our website that's on the planters with the QR code as well as flocktostate.com. Those will be up in the coming days. We really want to hear from everybody to understand, again, what do you like? What brought you to State Street? What is keeping you here? How is it impacting your business? Do you see a benefit? Do you see a burden? Because what we have authorized now, the council authorized, is a one-year experiment. And we have to submit a report at the end of that experiment to council with what we saw and kind of what those findings are. It's our hope that council uses that to make informed decisions about this continuing in the future. So with that, I believe we are ready for the official ribbon tying, where we close State Street to cars and leave it open to pedestrians, bikes, and everybody else.
Symbolically closing the street to traffic and then opening it up to people. So we're going to try and, I don't know, tie a little bow here.
Following your lead. Fake knot.
Fake knot. No, no, we can do it. I can do at least a little bow. All right. There we go. We're going to do maybe some pictures with everybody up against
the... Yeah, let's take some pictures, and then we'll take your questions.
Yeah. Do you want to, James, move the podium?
What's that?
Don't give me too much slack.
Roll it out.
we're just going to smile for like a count of five, four, three, two, one. Everybody happy with their photos? Okay, awesome.
Questions.
Any questions from the press, first of all? Right, so one of the things that we did in doing the entire bus network redesign was remove bus service from these three blocks of State Street, which is what makes this experiment possible. So what we will have now is buses running on the top of State, which has always been part of the plan. This area of State Street is served by parallel, which they're not exactly parallel, but by surrounding streets and the bus service there. So that's really what has allowed this experiment to take place. I think it's very complementary to have pedestrian spaces and transit serve spaces right next to each other. So that's a great question about how we're going to measure success. I think one of the things that we'll be looking at is just literally the traffic here, so the pedestrian and bicycle traffic, and how that's changed from sort of pre-experiment, during experiment, post-experiment. We're also hoping to work with the business community to get a sense of the impact on their financial situation. My hope is that it's going to up their sales. But that's something that we'll really want to be looking at, because I think the point is economic success for the street. And I think there'll be some other sort of more specific metrics that we look at. I mean, just for example, the paint, right? Like, we want to know, did what we did work, and how might we evaluate that going forward? But for me, really, the big measures are people coming here in a different way than they were previously, and then is there a positive impact on the businesses? Any other questions from the media? Okay, thank you all for being here. I'm happy to chat with folks afterwards if you'd like. And please, everyone, enjoy State Street, flock to State, flocktostate.com if you want to give us feedback. Thank you.